Hi, my name's David Drury and I'm a London Blue Badge guide, and I would love it if you could join me for my virtual tour, London Lights Christmas in the Capital. London really pulls out all the stops when it comes to Christmas, from the lights of Oxford Street to the tree in Trafalgar Square, right across to Winter Wonderland in Hyde Park. It really has something for everybody of all ages. So let's start at those famous lights on Oxford Street. They've been lighting up the most famous shopping street in Europe for about 70 years. And there are hundreds of thousands of lights. And this year they're dedicated to the heroes that have helped people out during these tough times. Regent Street has hailed back to the ones that were there originally, an angel playing a trumpet fanfare. And this is known as the Spirit of Christmas. Just parallel to Regent Street, you have Carnaby Street, and here we can get lost in a magical world of Under the Sea. This was a display they had last year, and everything was in order to help ocean conservation and was made from recycled and reusable materials. Let's saunter along the sparkling lights and head on down to Trafalgar Square. Crane your neck back and look up at the 70-foot tree that takes pride of place in Trafalgar Square. And it's been there ever since 1942, when the people of Norway have given it to the people of Britain as a thank you for saving them and helping them out during World War II. Every year it kind of really kicks off Christmas. There'll be carolers and the Lord Mayor of Westminster will turn on the lights. And it's not the only Christmas tree to be found in London. There are many all around the city, from the traditional to the completely bizarre. For instance, one of the ones last year in Liberty's department store was made of blue velvet, and it was linked to a story all about an all-seeing owl and his magical kingdom. Another favourite place for Christmas trees is St Pancras. So if you're arriving from the continent, you can see all weird and wonderful manner of things. There's been a tree made of Disney toys, to last year there was one made of perfume bottles. Not only that, but it was in the shape of a pink Eiffel Tower. It really was a sight to behold. If you want to do all things Christmassy, a great place to head to is to Winter Wonderland. So we can go there and have a beer in the Bavarian beer tents, or shop for lovely Christmas decorations at the chalet style market stalls. If you're feeling brave, we can ride the sensational vertical drop rides, or if you prefer something a little bit calmer, maybe a little romantic spin in the mini London Eye. And they've got all sorts of wonderful things, from a circus to an ice kingdom. Last year it depicted Charles Dickens' famous Christmas Carol, which of course has given so much to London as we imagine it today. And if you like ice skating, then glide along the largest ice rink in the UK here at Winter Wonderland. If you want a more historic sight, we can go ice skating at the Tower of London, or even Hampton Court, where King Henry VIII spent many years. If you're feeling hungry by now, then we can either take in a Christmas market and enjoy some mulled wine and mince pies, or if you want something for later, then get yourself a hamper at Fortnum & Mason, the world's most famous corner shop, as it bills itself, going back over 300 years. And you can fill your hamper with all the finest teas, coffees, and champagne. If you want to intake in some music, perhaps, at this festive time of year, then nowhere does it better than the Royal Albert Hall. Santa even sometimes joins in the caroling sing-along. And the Royal Festival Hall, the Royal Albert Hall is a beautiful place to watch music, dedicated, of course, to Queen Victoria's husband. And his name was Prince Albert. And again, coming from Germany, we have him to thank for so many of these wonderful traditions today. So join me for this magical adventure, and I will hope to see you very soon.